And this morning we start an occasional series on apps or applications for smartphones and other mobile gadgets. Apple now has 500,000 apps for sale. Google has more than 200,000 for devices using its Android platform. We ask Ben Kieran to share with us some of his favorite apps. He's CEO of Chomp.com. That's a search engine for mobile apps. At the top of his list is something called Square.
Square allows you to take payments using a real credit card directly on your iPhone.
So you like me?
Yes.
I've got a garage sale going, and I can actually get paid on with a credit card.
Exactly. And so you can sign up for the service. They will send you out a little box that you plug into your iPhone, which is like a little card swiper. And if you want to sell something, you can take a credit card and swipe it through that swiper, and it will allow you to take the payment. And the thing that's so great about this is whether you're a contractor, whether you're someone that wants to, you know, mow somebody's lawn, this just makes it really easy for anybody to accept payments.
Well, that's very practical. What else?
Another great app is an app called Uber. So I live in San Francisco, and driving around San Francisco, there's a lot of those black Lincoln cars for hire. If you want to pay the extra money because it's a little more expensive than a cab, you can jump into one of these nicer cars. And so what Uber does is when you open up the app, it shows you a map of all of the black Lincolns that are driving around San Francisco right now. And you can literally like tap on one and say, hey, I'll pay you $15 for a ride. And you can watch on the map this car like drive all the way up to you, jump in the car, and away you go. And it all gets billed straight to your credit card.
That would seem to be convenient, though, where you can't just walk out and flag a cab.
Right. Or, you know, maybe you just want to go in a nicer car. There is another app. It's called Get Around. It's just like Zipcar, but it's with your own car. So it means you can rent your own car to anybody that wants to rent that car.
Wait a minute. You can rent your car to the people?
In the street, yes. Yes. It's a brand new service that just came out a few weeks ago.
So if I saw a particularly attractive parked car and thought, that would be a cool car to drive, would there be a sign in the window or something saying, get a hold of me on Get Around?
Well, yeah, the user experience is you open up, again, a map on your phone, and you can see all these cars around you that you can rent. It's peer-to-peer commerce that's basically happening there.
Peer-to-peer. I don't even want to say that's futuristic, but
I think it is. I think it is futuristic, and I think that, you know, we're moving into that next generation of the internet. We're going to see more and more of these types of applications come into our lives.
A couple of more that you suggested are related, Path and Instagram. Tell us about those.
So what I think that Path and Instagram are really great examples of is they're really great examples of new photo services designed specifically for this kind of post-PC world. Instagram is a very public photo sharing service, much the same as with Twitter. When you sort of write a message on Twitter, anybody, unless it's set to private, can see it. And Instagram is just like that. You can publish photos and the world can see those photos very easily and very quickly. Something like Path is all about personal sharing. So on Path, you can actually only have up to 50 friends. You can't have any more than that, which is kind of interesting because a lot of these social networks are really, really public and privacy is becoming a bigger and bigger concern for some people. And so what Path does that's different to Instagram is it's very limited to your very, very close friends. Whereas something like Instagram is very public and open like Twitter.
That's Ben Kieran, who runs the app search website Chomp and spoke to us as part of an occasional series on apps. You can see his full list of picks at npr.org.